Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by the Prairie Sun Bank, State Farm Insurance, Farmers Co-op Association, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, State Bank of Taunton, United Prairie Bank, Fieldgrass Fertilizer, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Syngenta Seeds, Boris Crop Insurance, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance. Section sports coverage brought to you by Heartland Motor Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, Dawson Truck Parts, Madison Dental Clinic, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Madison Bottling Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ludvigson Tiling, Prairie Brand Seeds, Jeff Olson Seeds, Black Pearl Agency, Jim's Market. Sports brought to you by Heartland Eye Clinic, Olson Dre Service, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Lee Motor Company. Also by Jubilee Foods in Madison, First Security Bank of Canby, AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson and Madison. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports Coverage on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to La Capone Valley High School for Section 3A softball playoffs. And we are in our third game of the gate here at La Capone Valley. The Eagles defeated Dawson Boyd earlier by a score of 6-0 in a well-played game. The first four innings, anyway, was 0-0, and the Eagles exploded for three runs in the fifth and three in the sixth to end the Blackjack season. And a game just completed here, Bold, a 10-run McCray, 10-0 in five innings. And so here we are, Bold in La Capone Valley in the winner's bracket as the Eagles, the number two seed in Section 3A, take the field to face a very good hitting Bold Warrior team. Boy, they just smacked the ball around in the game against McCray. All these girls for Bold are... They seem like they're 6'1", and they can hit the softball. Defensively for La Capone Valley, Haley Wurschlager will be pitching for the Eagles this year. Haley's done an outstanding job for Coach Janet Larson. And defensively, we'll have Kylie Larson behind the plate. Kylie pitched a one-hitter against the Blackjacks earlier this afternoon. First base, McClay Wurschlager. Maddie Patzer will play second. Kelsey Lund at short. Tania Tossel at third. Ashton Molden is out in left field. Jenna Brookwell will be playing center for La Capone Valley. And Sydney Curtis is out in right field. That's your defense for La Capone Valley. Eagles come in with 17 wins right now and just four losses. Bold 9-7 currently. They are out of the West Central Conference, and so this is the first time these two teams have met each other this year. And here we go, as the final warm-up pitch by Haley Wurschlager is thrown down to second base. Kylie Larson is the catcher. You can hear a lot of noise. The Bold Warriors are right beside me here on the first base dugout. And we'll see what Haley can do here. Taylor Sagadahl, the pitcher, is the first batter here. There's a strike ball. You can hear the crowd here. It's a great crowd here at La Capone Valley to watch this Section 3A softball tournament. Here's a swing and a miss by Sagadahl. Listen to the crowd here. And Haley Wurschlager, the right-handed pitcher. And boy, I tell you, she's one of the most improved ball players, I think, in my opinion, this year for La Capone Valley. She's done a fine job pitching. The scoreboard is out, so the home plate umpire. There's a hit. Oh, strike three. Boy, what a confidence booster there for Wurschlager. As Sagadahl is called out on strike for the first out. Here's Weiss. And a swing and a miss for strike one. Weiss will be playing shortstop. She's number 16. Brenna. And the pitch is outside to Brenna Weiss. Brenna is just a ninth grader. Boy, there's a lot of young, good softball players here in La Caporal Valley today. Pitch is low for a ball. Just underway here. The first round was single elimination. And now these two teams win or lose this game. They will be playing in Cottonwood on Saturday. There's a shot down the left field line, and it's fair down the left field line. Ashton Molden quickly gets it in. There's your first hit of the ball game. As I mentioned, I watched the Bold and McCray game. And, wow, I tell you, Warriors were impressive. They all, from 1 to 9, are good hitters. So is La Caporal Valley. And a pitch here to number 10. Batting is Shea. Here's the windup and the pitch. With a runner in first, the pitch is low for a ball. Elsa Shea, S-K-E-I-E. Here's a windup by Haley, and the pitch is high for a ball. Got Weiss on first base after getting a base hit right down the left field line, right over the head of third baseman Tanias Tossel. Here's a pitch from Haley. It's ball four. Four straight balls thrown to Shea. And now it's going to bring up the number four batter, the first baseman, Sierra Weiss. Sierra Weiss, their cousins, Brenna Weiss and Sierra Weiss. Number 15, and a base runner for Bold. So Bold with one out and runners on first and second here in the top of the first inning. Warriors with the bright red uniforms. Here's the pitch. It's a ball. Low. Sierra Weiss is a senior. And here's Haley in her windup in the pitch. And right down the middle for strike one. Dana Applin on deck. She's the designated player. So the Warriors threatening here in the top of the first. Swing and a miss for strike two. Big cut there. A lot of La Caporal Valley students in the stands here in this game. Here's the windup and a two-strike pitch. Changeup missed for a ball. Got a pigeon flying around home plate. Morning dove, I should say. He leaves. Here's the pitch. It's high for a ball. Defensively, we got Kylie Larson catching. McClay Wushlager at first, Maddie Pastor at second, one at short, Tossel at third. Here's a two-strike pitch to Weiss. And it's shut. Call strike three. It's a late call by the home plate umpire. And that's the second strike out there. Good pitch there by Haley Wushlager. Here's number 12. Designated player. Swing and a miss. Two runners on for Bold. Dana Affman batting, the designated player. Next pitch, ground ball right back to Hotel Run, a spin on it, and it went off the glove of Wushlager, the pitcher. Give a hit there. Boy, was there a spin on that softball. It was hit right back to Haley. She bent down the field, and you could see the spin on the ball from where I'm sitting. When it hit the ground, it took a sharp left turn. So bases are loaded for the Bold Warriors. No score here in the top of the first. And let's see who's batting here. Here's Haley trying to get out of a jam. And there's a strike call. Number 11, McKenna Steffel batting. Wind up in the pitch with the bases loaded. Swing and a miss for strike two. So Haley Wushlager, one pitch out here to get into the dugout. A big pitch with the bases loaded on top of the first. Here it is. Foul, swung on and foul back by McKenna Steffel, number 11. She's a sophomore. Once again, the base is juiced for Bold. Can the Eagles get out of a jam here? Here's the pitch. High pop up right field, way back. It's going to go over the head of Sidney Curtis. Two runs are going to score for sure. And it's 2-0 Bold on a double by Steppel. Weiss scores. Shea scores. And Afton goes to third base. And Steppel goes in with a double. So a big hit, but two strikes and two outs by McKenna Steppel. Puts the Bold Warriors on top, 2-0 here in the top of the first. Big swing and a miss by number 18, Devin Halloran. And the pitch, changeup, is missed. A lot of excitement already here in the top of the first inning. Oh, Halloran at the plate. There's a high pop up. This might be trouble, and it's not caught. Hatcher drops the ball. Two more runs are going to score. Here's the throw to the plate. Not in time. It's 4-0. Bold. That was a tough play. Matty Patzer and McClay Wischlager behind first base. And it looked like Matty was going to have a good chance to make the catch there. And it went off her glove right on the first base line, right behind the first base bag. So a tough first inning right off the bat here for Lacaparo Valley. As four runs are in here in the top of the first, Coach Janet Larson calling timeout, out talking with her pitcher in the infield. Well, I told you the Bold Warriors can hit the ball. Here's number 7, Emily Sheehan, the left fielder, Fatty. Here's a pitch, low in the dirt, and the runner's going to take off for third. Larson throws down there to Tossel, not in time. So O'Halloran hits third base. 4-0 Bold here in the top of the first. And the pitch is a strike to Emily Sheehan, the junior. Here's the windup by Haley. And the pitch is high for a ball. Bold has a runner on third base, and there is two outs here. Those two outs were strikeouts by Sagadahl and Weiss. Here's the windup by Haley Wischlager, and the pitch is way high for a ball. Katie Buchtel on deck for Bold, the number 9 batter. Wischlager delivers, and that's ball 4. Second walk of the inning for Haley. Now there's runners on the corners, and Katie Buchtel comes to the plate. She's the right fielder. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how Lacaparo Valley responds here. Swing and a miss, or foul back by Buchtel. Bold 10-run McCray, 10-0. Haley in her windup in the pitch, and that's low for a ball. Runners on the corners for Bold. O'Halloran at third and Sheehan at first. 4-0 Bold. Here's a pop-up behind home plate. Out of play. Scoreboard is not working here. The weather-wise, it's cleared off. We haven't had any rain at all since that first game when it sprinkled a little bit. It actually downpoured before the game with Lacaparo Valley and Dawson Boyd. Here's a grounder foul down to third base, and Tania Tossel fields the ball in third foul territory at third base. Bold, of course, plays in the West Central Conference and has an 8-7 record coming into the day. They're now 9-7. There goes a pass ball. Here comes a run throw to the plate, not in time. And O'Halloran scores on the actual wild pitch. And going down to second base was Sheehan. Hooked down the number nine batter, wearing number nine. And the pitch is high for a ball. So a couple walks here by Haley. A couple strikeouts as well. Haley's just trying to get out of the inning here. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. So Haley does get three strikeouts in the inning here, but the Bold Warriors bat all nine batters. And they pick up five runs in the inning. And they lead the Eagles 5-0. Coach Larson has her team gathered around her as the Eagles respond as they come to bat in the bottom of the first.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do with all the money you save?
What you gonna do with all the money you save during the Memorial Day sale this week at Jubilee Foods in Madison? Pick up an 8-count package of Best Choice hot dog or hamburger buns, just $1.19. 80% lean ground beef, 10-pound tube, just $2.49 a pound. That's Jubilee Foods in Madison, your local hometown grocer, where they bag your groceries and carry them right out to your car.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
At First Security Bank in Canby, they'd like to remind area farmers that experience counts. Like farming, ag lending isn't something you learn overnight, and it's not something you can learn from a book either. First Security Bank in Canby has many years of professional experience in agricultural lending and all types of guaranteed loan programs. For farm operating, livestock, or real estate financing, see the experienced staff at First Security Bank of Canby, wishing the Canby Lancers the best of luck. First Security Bank of Canby, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, and proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Program.
Hey, welcome back to Lacapara Valley, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. The Bold jumps out to a 5-0 lead here on the Eagles. And let's go through some other scores in the Section 3A softball tournament. Up in Murdoch, Lakeview beat Grenville County West 11-1 in the first game. So Lakeview is playing KMS right now, the number one seed. In the South half, Edgerton beat Harold Lake Okabena 19-2. And Wabasso beat Adrian in that game as well, and down in Wabasso. Those are some of the scores in Section 3A. I know Mineota Canby, they were down 3-2 to Montevideo up in Morris earlier. Didn't get the final there yet. All right, here we go. And Kelsey Lund leads it off. It's a long fly ball left field, and it's caught out there in left field by Sheehan. Kelsey gave that one a good ride, but right to the left fielder, Sheehan. Here's Haley Wurschlager. And ball hit out of play. Taylor Sagadahl is the pitcher, very tall pitcher. And Sagadahl is a junior. And she's in her windup, and boy, she's probably the fastest pitcher or I've seen throw. And as the Eagles adjust to probably one of the best pitchers here in the area. There's a high fly ball, center field. The center fielder comes over, and she makes the catch.
Drop your helmet.
A nice running catch there by Steffel in center field off the bat of Haley Wurschlager. And that's two quick outs. And now it's Kylie Larson batting for Lacapara Valley. The pitch is a ball. Sagadahl, the junior right-hander, and her windup in the pitch to Kylie Larson, swing and a miss. Well, the Eagles really had trouble the first four innings against Dawson Boyd's Mary Poppin. Mary pitched outstanding. And Kylie actually threw a one-hitter against the Blackjacks earlier this afternoon. Two balls, one strike to Kylie Larson with two outs here at the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch, and that's low for ball three to Larson. It's your defensive lineup here for Bold at second. Sagadahl in her windup in the pitch. Tie for ball four, so the Eagles have a base runner here at the bottom of the first with two outs. And that brings up probably one of the hottest batters in the area, Tanaya Tossel. Tanaya, listen to this, 32 RBI season. She really struggled against Mary Bob. No, she's Mary struck her out twice today. There's a pitch right down the middle. Strike one. Larson's over at first base. Eagles down 5-0. Here's the windup in the pitch. Pop foul out of play over the first base dugout. Just looking at some of the scores and the results of Bold during their season. They 10 run to quite a few teams, actually, in the West End Conference. They 10 run Benson twice. They've been 10 run to Sauk Center, 18-2. And there's a swing and a miss for strike three. And so the Eagles go down, no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave Kylie Larson at first base. We'll go to the top of the second here at Lacapaw Valley. You're listening to Section 3A softball. It's Bold 5, Lacapaw Valley, nothing. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Chevy makes 9 models that get over 30 miles per gallon? And you can get them at Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 75 in Madison and Highway 212 in Dawson. With some models, you'll even get a cash back rebate. Just stop in and visit with Mike for great used vehicles or brand new. It's Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson and Highway 75, Madison.
Prairie Sun Bank in Milan and Appleton will help you with your personal banking needs, whether you need to open a checking account, save for tomorrow, get credit, apply for a loan. You'll find that Prairie Sun Bank, as your financial partner, takes action on your behalf. Prairie Sun Bank will make things happen quickly and conveniently. They also offer 24-hour ATM machines at the Appleton and Milan Banks, and also ATM machines at Ashman's Mini Mart and the Holloway Hideout. Contact Prairie Sun Bank in Milan and Appleton today for all your financial needs. That's Prairie Sun Bank, Milan, Appleton.
All right, welcome back to Lacapaw Valley, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. It's Bold 5 in Lacapaw Valley, nothing. The Warriors put up 5 runs in that first inning on 3 hits, 1 Eagle error. And so, Haley Westfrager to face the top of the order. Bold batted all 9 batters last inning. And here's the top of the order, Taylor Sagadahl. And after Haley started out the game striking her out, she swings at that one, pops it up behind home plate. This might be catchable. Oh, it goes into the dugout. Almost hit Coach Larson in the head. High pop up the third base dugout. And Janet's got to look up. See where that softball is. That was close there. One strike to the pitcher, Taylor Sagadahl of the Bold Warriors. Here's another swing and fall back. That goes up in the netting behind that's covering the grandstand behind us. So two strikes to Sagadahl. And Haley delivers. And it's low for a ball one. 1-2 to Sagadahl. Haley's done an outstanding job pitching. As I mentioned, I'm going to vote her probably most improved. A ball player pitches high for a ball. 2-2 to Sagadahl. Brenna Weiss on deck for Bold. 10 runs, McCray, in the first game. Ooh, that ball got away from Haley. Defensively again, we got Kylie Larson behind the plate. Wushlager's at first. Passer's second. Lund's at short. Tossel's at third. Out in the outfield, Ashton Molden is out in left this game. There's a swing and fall back again. Sagadahl hanging tough with Wushlager. Janet Berkler in her usual position out in center. And Sydney Gertis in right. There's a lineup and the two-strike pitch is ball four. That's a full count pitch, I should say. A walk. That's the third walk of the game given up by Haley. And so Bold gets their leadoff batter on base here in the top of the second inning, leading 5-0 on the Eagles. Here's the number two batter, Brenner Weiss. And there goes a throw down the second, not in time. Stolen base there for Sagadahl. Brenner Weiss batting. Number 16, as I mentioned, her first at-bat. She's only a ninth grader. And here's the pitch, popped up. And this might be catchable for Larson up against the fence. And she actually runs into the Bold Warrior that's on deck waiting to bat. And it's caught. a collision there between Kylie Larson and the on-deck batter. Here's the windup in the pitch by Wurzlager, swing and a miss for strike two. As Brenna Weiss missed on that one. Runner on second base, that's Segal. His two-strike pitch. And she swings at that one and calls it back. Wow, a lot of foul balls there by Brenna Weiss, the freshman, who got a base hit. Actually, that base hit was the first hit of the game. Went right over the head of Tania Tossel at third base, down the left field line. The pitch by Wurzlager is low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes to Brenna Weiss. With Segal on second, here's the pitch, and there's a shot right over the head of the bold head coach, Melissa Segal. Bold Warriors, I'm sitting and broadcasting at the picnic table right next to the Bold Warriors dugout here in the first base dugout. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, struck her out. Third strike, or fourth strikeout of the game for Haley. If you're just tuning in, this is Section 3A softball. There's Shea pops it up on the first pitch to McClay Wurzlager, and McClay makes the catch and right on the in the foul territory on the first base bag. So there's two outs. Shea swinging at that first pitch. Wurzlager, McClay making the catch. Two outs, Sierra Weiss, the first baseman batting. She struck out in the first inning, takes first pitch a strike. Well, the wind has really died down. It's pretty cool out here, though. Here's a pitch by Haley, swing and a miss. That was a fast one by Haley Wurzlager. Sierra Weiss. And the pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Listen to the Lacapaw Valley crowd. No runs, no ifs, no errors, and Bold leaves one on. We'll go to the bottom of the second. The Bold Warriors, 5, Lacapaw Valley, nothing. You're listening to Section 3A softball right here on Q92.
Make this spring all about enjoying the experience. When you ride on your new Ferris commercial mower featuring patented suspension technology, you'll have more than freshly manicured grass. You'll experience productivity and comfort like never before. And because you won't be slowing down for those rough spots, you'll mow more lawn in less time. Ferris, experience suspension. Visit the Farmers Co-op Association of Canby and Mineota to see the full line of Ferris mowers. Call 507-223-7241 and be sure to ask about their 0% financing for up to 48 months.
Providing feed, fuel, and fiber for the world is a tough job. Sukup Manufacturing and Lacparl Co-op are here to help you do it. Sukup Grain Handling, Drying, and Storage Products provide solutions that help you protect and preserve the world's grain supply. Sukup offers a complete line of material handling equipment such as chain loop, double run drag, and high flight conveyors, as well as bucket elevators and support towers. They have a full line of portable and tower dryers, as well as centrifugal and axial fans and heaters for in-bin drying. Their grain bins range from small on-farm storage bins to large commercial tanks, including their 1.5 million bushel bin, the world's largest free-span bin. And with the addition of Sukup steel buildings, they can protect and preserve not only your crop, but the tools you use to produce it as well. So no matter what you need, Sukup has a solution for you. Visit Lacaparl Co-op or call 320-769-4306 today. Sukup Manufacturing Company, engineering solutions since 1963.
Well, Jenna Perculo batting for Lacaparl Valley here in the bottom of the second inning. Bold leading by a score of 5-0. Perculo fouls that one off. Two strikes on Jenna. 5-0 Bold here in the Section 3A softball tournament here at Lacaparl Valley tonight. And Segal. Swing and a miss. Brookville goes down swinging to start the bottom of the second. Second strikeout for the Bold pitcher, Taylor Segal. Here's McClay Wurzlager's first at-bat here in the game in this winner's bracket. Segal's pitch is low for a ball. Just looking around, outstanding crowd here at Lacaparl Valley. Pitch is low for ball two to McClay. McClay's had a couple home runs this year. And the pitch is high for ball three. Well, the clouds have kind of cleared out above us anyway. Quite a bit of clouds to the west and to the east. Here's the pitch. Ball four. The Eagles have a base runner, their second base runner of the game. And Matty Patzer is going to bat. And Coach Larson calling a timeout. We're going to have a pitch runner. Vaughn, I believe. Pitch runner for McClay Wushlager. Addy Bond, who's a seventh grader, is running for Wushlager. So a seventh grader, how about that? You're in seventh grade and you're playing varsity. Gotta be pretty excited about that. On at first base, and here's Matty Patzer at the plate. The Eagles down 5-0. Then Patzer spunts and pulls it, gets a strike called on her. Vaughn, no leading off in softball, of course. And here's a bunt again, and she pulled that one back for a ball. Taylor Sagadoff. Figure out what I do with my roster here. Here's Sagadoff in her windup, and a bunt pulled back again for ball three, I think. Addy Bond at first base. Matty Patzer batting for Lacaparo Valley. There's one out. Pitch is high for ball three. Three balls and one strike to Matty Patzer. And, oh, there's a strike called at the D's. Wow. Full count to Patzer. Ashton Molden waiting her turn on deck for Lacaparo Valley. Got that morning dove flying around here. There's a swing and a miss for strike three. Two outs. Oh, the big strike out there for Taylor Sagadoff. Here's Ashton Molden for Lacaparo Valley. The pitch to Ashton is high for ball. Next pitch coming from Sagadoff. Here it is. Thrown on the first, and Bond just gets back. The seventh grader being alert over there, base running. That was quite a throw by Shale, the bold catcher, after the pitch. Here's Sagadoff's pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut there by Ashton. Eagles trying to get something going. They're down 5-0 early in the ball game here. This is the bottom of the second inning. Sagadoff delivers. There's a strike two. Strike two to number three, Ashton Molden. There's two outs here in the bottom of the second. Ashton is ready. Here's the pitch by Sagadoff. That's low for a ball. Boy, Shea, the catcher, she makes the catch. And she drills it right back to Sagadoff, the pitcher. So it waits no time there. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, and the pitcher, Sagadoff, fields it, throws the first for the out. A 1-3 put out there, and that'll end the inning for Lacaparo Valley. No runs, no hits, no errors, and they lead Bond over at first base. So we're going to go to the top of the third inning here in Section 3A softball. It's the Bold Warriors 5. And Lacaparo Valley, nothing. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
The State Bank of Taunton, your locally owned full-service bank, is lending a hand with low rates on farm and equipment loans. Borrow funds for equipment, vehicles, buildings, bins, farm improvements, and more with favorable terms and low fixed rates. Stop in and talk to Amber or Mariah about their personalized lending solutions for your operation, or give them a call at 507-872-6136. The State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Check them out online at www.statebankoftaunton.com. State Bank of Taunton, a full-service bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. For the latest in agronomy updates, the futures market, weather, and fuel prices, check with Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, your number one cooperative located in Cottonwood, Minnesota. You can go online to www.cottonwoodcoopoil.com. Farmers, now's the time to lock in those petroleum and propane prices. Give them a call at 507-423-5505. That's 507-423-5505. Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company. See them for all your seed treatment, precision ag, propane, and petroleum product needs. Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Cottonwood, Minnesota.
All right, Dana Aspen batting here for the Bold Warriors. Bold leading 5-0 here in the top of the third inning. Aspen facing Haley Wurzlager, swing and a miss for a strike. See what the Eagles need to not allow any more runs here. They need some runs, down 5-0. And the pitch popped foul, and it's right here on top of the third base dugout. It's right next to me here. Well, just in section softball playoffs right now, Montevideo and Minnewaska, Duluth Spicer, all advanced in double A. Montevideo beating Minnesota Canby in the first round and in the Minnesota Canby season. Here's a pitch, ground ball. It's a tough play by Wurzlager. Haley throws over to McCoy Wurzlager for the out. Nice defensive play by Haley Wurzlager, the Lacapoil Valley pitcher. She had to quickly get to the ball towards the third base side. Tonight, Tossel was charging it. Here's McKenna Steffel. She takes the first pitch. It's just a little blooper to the pitcher, Haley Wurzlager. And just like that, there's two outs. Devin O'Halloran, kind of a unique last name there. Quite sure if it's Irish. O'Halloran, O-H-A-L-L-O-R-A-N. She's playing third base. Two outs here in the top of the third. Warriors leading the Eagles 5-0. And O'Halloran pops it up to Tanaya Tossel. Tossel makes the catch. Does a good inning for Lacapoil Valley there. 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Bold Warriors, but they have that 5-0 lead on the Eagles. Eagles coming to bat. We'll be right back after this.
Your home loan experience just got easier with United Prairie Bank. Get the best of both worlds with our new online mortgage center. The convenience of an easy online application and the personal service from your hometown mortgage experts. Apply online with ease when it fits your schedule, day or night. Visit UnitedPrairieBank.com and access our easy online mortgage application center. We'll help you get there. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison.
Well, we'll see if the Eagles can get something going here. Sydney Curtis is the 9-1-2 batters to face Saginaw. The Eagles down 5-0. The Eagles picked up their 17th win of the season, beating Dawson Boyd 6-0 earlier today. And Sydney Curtis just fouled that ball back. Sydney was our Neonito Subway player of the game with the triple that she got a rally going there for the Eagles against the Blackjacks. Swing and a miss by Sydney for strike two. Also, Kylie Larson was named the Neonito Subway Player of the Game in that first game. Kylie pitched a one-hitter against Blackjacks, struck out 7, walked no one in that game one. Always important to win that first game. Well, it is, because if you lose, you're done. Now the Eagles will be playing Saturday in Cottonwood. Ball there thrown to Sydney Curtis on deck at the top of the order, and Kelsey Lund. Eagles need some base runners and some runs. There's a shot out in the right field, right center field. The center fielder comes over. Oh, she makes a catch. McKenna Steffel off in center field. with a fine running catch. And a sophomore, McKenna Steppel, the center fielder, wearing all smile. You can see her smile from here off the bat of Sydney Gertis. Well hit by Sydney. But Steppel just chased it down. Now top of the order and lunge. He takes the first pitch, falls it off into the JV field. So Steppel showing some good speed out there in center field. She was more towards center right field. Here's a shot. Oh, look out, Coach Larson. Kelsey got around on that one early and hit it between the third baseman, Paul Hellran, and Coach Janet Larson. Janet Larson's the Eagle coach first year this year, coaching Eagle softball. She was in Delano before, took Delano to the state softball tournament. She knows what that like. And there's another foul ball by Kelsey Lund. Kelsey's had a good year. Kelsey's had 12 RBIs, 7 doubles, and that leads the team. Pitches high for ball three. I think we got a full count on Kelsey here. Eagles needs the base runners. Change up, and it's hit to the second baseman, and Stover throws it the first for the out. It was a nasty change up there by Sagadahl. And give Kelsey credit. She kind of just followed it, waited on it, hit it to the right side of the field, but Stover, the second baseman, fielded it cleanly. And there's two outs. Here's Haley. I think it hit her. It hit her. And it hits Batsman. Haley is shot down the first base. And so the Eagles have a base runner with two outs. Here in the bottom of the third inning, they're down 5-0 to the Warriors. Home plate umpire's out of softballs. Eagles trying to keep in the winner's bracket. It's so important to stay in the winner's bracket going into Saturday's games. The road's a lot easier that way. Here's the pitch. The Kylie goes way above her head, and off the second base is Haley Wurschlager. That ball flipped out of Sagadahl's hand and went like 10 feet over Kylie Larson's head to the backstop. That pitch is high also for ball two. On deck is Tania Tossel. Kylie Larson, the senior, threw a one-hitter against Dawson Boyd. Swing and a miss by Kylie. A big cut there. We're in the bottom of the third. Sagadahl's pitch. Swing and a miss. First strike two to Larson. Kylie walked in the first inning. Here's a two-strike pitch. Popped up right side of the field. First baseman going back. Second baseman Stover makes a catch on the right field grass for the third out. So that'll end the inning for Lacapaul Valley. No runs and no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. The score remains Bowl 5, Lacapaul Valley, nothing. We'll take a break and be back with more Section 3A softball right after this.
You're independent, so are we. We're member-owned and not-for-profit. Because of that, we make our loan decisions right here at the credit union. You don't have to wait for some out-of-town loan approval. That means fast, quick answers on your loan requests. Dawson Co-op Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online at dawsonco-opcu.com.
You don't have to worry about your family's comfort because you have Great Plains Natural Gas. Dependable energy on demand whenever you need it. You've come to rely on natural gas for comfort and convenience to warm your home, cook your meals, and heat your water. Peace of mind and quality of life you expect. Great Plains Natural Gas, your energy of choice. For more information on the advantages of natural gas, contact your local Great Plains office. Great Plains Natural Gas, quality services, naturally.
Well, welcome back to Lacapaul Valley High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. I love section sports. Doesn't matter what sport, section sports is exciting because you're trying to make it to the section championship and trying to make it to the state tournament. And everything's on the line. You win, you move on, you lose, you're done. All right, here we go. Both batting their 8, 9, and 1 batters. Emily Sheehan, the left fielder, just tipped the ball off there for strike one, facing Haley Wurschlager. And Haley's in the windup, and the pitch is high for a ball. Haley's a sophomore. A couple more years under her belt here. Good athlete. Loves to play sports. And the pitch is low for a ball. Haley, a really good basketball player. Helped lead the Eagles to the section basketball championship this year. Swing and a miss for a strike. Good to see young, good athletes. Speaking of young, Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, they got some good young softball players on their team. Took some lumps this year, but they'll get better as they move on. Here's Haley's pitch. The Sheehan swing and a miss for strike three. That is the sixth strikeout, three in the first, two in the second, and now that was Haley's second strikeout. Swing and a miss for strike one. Katie Buchtel, the right fielder. Buchtel is a junior. She pops that one foul out of play into the net. Well, these stands behind home plate, they are full. A lot of people sitting in lawn chairs down the third baseline. A lot of vehicles out in the outfield. Swing and a miss. And she's going to make first base. So Paul Buchtel, after striking out, ball got by Larson, the catcher. She makes it down to first. Here's the top of the order now. The pitcher for Bold, Taylor Sagadahl. She has struck out and walked. Takes the first pitch, a high pop up in the center field. Jenna Burkville, no trouble there for Jenna. And there's two outs. So one pitch by Sagadahl. And that was a major league pop up there out to the center to Jenna. Here's Brenna Weiss. Brenna Weiss, a ninth grader at the plate. She got a base hit, and she that first pitch has it well down the third base. Ball out there in left field. Ashton Molden giving chase. And for a ninth grader, she got around on that one pretty good and showed some good power. Weiss got a base hit, came around to score. Then she struck out in the second inning. She hits that one, pops it up in left field. Molden underneath of it, runs in and makes the catch. And that will end the inning for the Bold Warriors. So outside of that first inning, that's where the Bold Warriors scored all their runs. They lead Lacapoil Valley 5-0. Let's see if the Eagles' bats can get going here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM. The time right now at 7 o'clock.
At Syngenta, we don't take the power of the seed lightly, which is why we invest more than $3 million every day of the year in global research and development of our traits and products, and why we continue to bring advanced genetics, traits, and technologies to growers, and why our Golden Harvest seed advisors provide the expertise they have developed over a lifetime to help you make every field count. Call your local Golden Harvest seed advisor, Robert Pearson, in Dawson, Minnesota today. If you want Seed Plus, he is your partner.
You give your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Talk to your friends at Boris Crop Insurance Agency, insuring and serving farmers in Minnesota and South Dakota since 1995. They offer MPCI and crop hail policies and offer personalized farm map books. Call anytime for an appointment. They'll meet with you on your farm, in their pickup, or at the office. That's Boris Crop Insurance Agency. Mark Boris and Deb Boris, owner's agents. Tiffany Boris handles mapping and policy processing. Give them a call, 320-752-4545. Boris Crop Insurance Agency, experience you can trust, an equal opportunity provider.
All right, here's Tania Tossel batting for the Eagles here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Lacapoil Valley down by a score of 5-0. As I mentioned, the Warriors scoring all five runs in that first inning. Eagles need some hits here. A strike call to Tania. Tania shakes her head. No. Taniah Tassel, 32 RBIs, 5 triples in the season. She swings at that one, falls it back. She had a tough day today. Struck out a couple times against Dawson Boyd, and she struck out in this game in the first inning. She can break out of her a little slump here. Ooh, that ball slipped out of Segato's hand and rolled across home plate. 5-0 Bold here in Section 3A. The winner will play at 12:30 against the winner of KMS in Lakeview. They're playing right now. Swung on and fall back. The loser of this game will play the loser of KMS in Lakeview at 11 o'clock in Cottonwood on Saturday. And of course, we have a full day of sports on Saturday. There's baseball being played around the area. Section 3A baseball playoffs. Full count to Taniah Tassel here. First batter here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the full count pitch. And called strike three. Called strike three. And one out. And Taniah not liking that call as she shows a little frustration there. Jenna Berkeley over that. Jenna will see what Jenna did. She struck out in her only at-bat. That was a fourth strikeout for Taylor Segedal. Here's the pitch to Jenna. She falls that one back. Well, I got some colorful posters of both teams. I'm sitting right in front of the Bold Warrior poster. And the Eagles have their poster up on their dugout over there. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the right side of the field. Base hit to Jenna Fishnail. Solid hit for Jenna. And Junior gets on board for Lacafao Valley. And now it's McClay Wushlager's turn. The Eagles down 5-0 here. You'll want to stay in that winner's bracket. Makes life a lot easier. Here's the pitch to Wushlager. This is McClay. It's outside for a ball. McClay walked in her at-bat. See if Coach Larson does. She likes to run the bases. Janice aggressive on the bases. Pitches high for a ball. Sun is really shining bright right now, coming between the clouds. Oh, we've got a good downpour before the Dawson Boyd Lacaparo game. Had to break out the umbrella. The sun is out now. There's the pitch. There's a strike call to McClay. On deck is Maddie Passer of Lacaparo Valley. Taylor Segedal's pitch. Swing and a miss for a strike. Big cut there by McClay Wushlager. Jenna Burkeville on first base. One out here for the Eagles. And the left side of the field for the Warriors are shielding their eyes from the sun. There's throw down the first. Berkeley gets back. And that was strike three on Wushlager. A called strike three on McClay. And the catcher, Shea, threw it down to first after the called strike three and almost got Berkeley sleeping over there. Well, it's Maddie Patzer's turn with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Ball thrown there to Maddie Patzer. Coach Janet Larson flashing the signs over there. Here's the pitch by Segedal. That's in dirt. Nice stop by the catcher, Elsa Shea. Bold's got a good softball team. These are two good teams here. Just looking at the next pitch to Maddie. Pop foul off the third base dugout. Bold beat Montevideo just this week. Actually split with the Thunderhawks. They lost to the Thunderhawks 8-4, and Bold beat them 17-10. Then they got beat by the number one seed out of AA, Morris area, Chicago, Alberta. That ball is pop foul again by Maddie Patzer. Just the other day, Morris area, Chicago, Alberta swept the Warriors 12-2 and 6-1. Of course, Morris area, number one seed in Section 3 AA. They're hosting two games up in Morris today. Maddie Patzer at the plate for the Lacaparo Valley Eagles. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to short. And it's fielded there by Weiss. And throw over to first for the out. It's a 6-3 put out. And that'll end the inning for the Eagles now. Here in the bottom of the fourth. No runs on one hit. That was the first hit of the game for the Eagles. Jenna Berkeley. No errors. And they leave Berkeley at first. We'll go to the top of the fifth inning here at Lacapal Valley. Section 3A softball, it's bold 5. Lacapal Valley, nothing. We'll be back.
The Co-op Credit Union in Canby offers its members online access to their credit union accounts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With Home Financial Services Virtual Branch, members can view their accounts, make a transfer, or pay their bills online, and best of all, it's all free. All savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA, a U.S. government agency. That's the Co-op Credit Union located in Canby.
Spring has sprung, and so has allergy season. The good news is you don't have to travel far to find relief. Dr. Brian Brennan, allergist immunist, sees patients on a monthly basis at Johnson Memorial Health Services. Dr. Brennan specializes in diagnosing and treating conditions such as hay fever, sinus trouble, asthma, food allergy, eczema, and hives. He also treats itchy skin conditions, chronic cough, and reoccurring sinus infections and bronchitis. Dr. Brennan can identify the source of your suffering and provide an effective treatment option that will help you find the relief you never knew existed. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Outreach Services at Johnson Memorial Health Services at 320-312-2133 or visit our website at www.jmhsmn.org.
All right, what a play by Tania Tasso. Off the bat of Shea. Tania knocked the ball down, hard hit ball at third, and Tania just throws her out for the first out here in the top of the fifth inning. Bold leading Lacapal Valley 5-0 as we have bright sunshine right now at Lacapal Valley High School. Feels good on my back here, the nice warm sunshine. Sierra Weiss batting. She's struck out twice in the ballgame. Face Haley Wushlager. Haley in her windup and the pitch is high for ball. Bold, of course, plays out of the West Central Conference. And Eagles out of the Camden. Here's the pitch, and it's high for ball. Bold scored all 5 of their runs in the first inning. Since then, Haley's done an outstanding job. Here's the pitch. Strike call to number 15, Sierra Weiss. And Sierra is a senior. And the pitch. Strike two, right down the middle, fastball. Let's see what Haley comes in with now, a changeup or another fastball. She can mix her pitches up well. She throws that one in high. She swings at it and falls it back. We've got a lot of cars still in the outfield watching the game. A lot of people down the first baseline in the bleachers. Bleachers are getting home plates full. Here's the next pitch. There's a hit right through Kelsey Lund, the shortstop. More of a line drive to Kelsey for out number 2. Wasn't hit hard. It was just right to Kelsey Lund. She had to squint her eyes. I saw her squint her eyes because the sun's right in it. And there's 2 outs here in the top of the fifth. Dana Affman batting. Dana got a base hit in the first game around the score for the Bold Warriors. Here's the pitch. That's high for ball. Well, it's really kind of turning out to be a nice evening. Things are clearing out. And Haley in her lineup, and the delivery is a strike call to number 12, Dean Hampman. And the Bold Warriors, they have some tall girls. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. We have the height about every batter here. That's good strike, size strike zone there for Haley. 3 balls and 1 strike to Dana Affman, the designated batter for Bold. Here's pitch. Ground ball, base hit, out in the left field, just out of the reach of Tania Tasso. And she can be held to a single. Good job by Ashton Molden out there on left to get the ball in quickly. That was a bullet right down, right over to third base bag. Running is Hannah Larson. Hannah Larson batting for Affman. And so Affman gets the base hit. A screamer right over to third base bag. And Tania gave it a good effort, just reached just a little slow on that. I would have been slower if I'd have been playing third base there. All right, here's McKenna Steffel, the center fielder. She takes the first pitch of the ball. Well, Haley had two quick outs there. And all of a sudden, Appman on first, this is number four, Larson back running at first base. Pitch is a strike call to Steffel, who made a fine running catch out in center field in the second inning. Next pitch drawn. Oh, right by Tanaya. Goes out in the left field, so we got back-to-back singles. Another screamer to Tanaya Tossel. That one just out of her reach, this time towards the shortstop side. Boy, that was a hard hit ball. Here's Devin Hellram. And the pitch to Hellram is high for a ball. So ball threatening here with two outs with runners on first and second. They already lead 5-0. And here's the pitch by Wurzlager. Chopper is, Wurzlager's got a hurry with the throw, and she's safe. At first base, everybody's safe. Not much you can do about that defensively. Ball was just a trickler by O'Halloran. And Tanaya was charging in from third. Haley got over there quick. She got there before Tanaya did. And then picked the ball up, and you got that long throw to first, and it was... just not in time. So we've got a pinch hitter here. Morgan Boleen, a junior. Boleen is batting for Sheehan. This is just like the Dawson game earlier with Lacapa Valley. Mary popped into the blackjack. Had two quick outs. And then the Eagles exploded, I think, for three runs in the sixth. All on two outs. And that's what's happening here. The Bolt hasn't scored. But with two quick outs, all of a sudden Bolt loads the bases. And here's Morgan Boleen takes the first pitch of ball. Boleen, a junior, her first at-bat in the ball game, and her teammates encourage her in here. There's a strike thrown by Haley. Haley trying to show a little emotion out there, Haley Wurzlager. She wants to get out of the inning. Pitch swing and a miss for strike two. Haley Wurzlager, two outs. Bases juice for Bold. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and Kylie Larson hung on to the ball. What a job by Kylie for the strikeouts. And that'll end the inning for the Bold Warriors. No runs on three hits that inning, no errors, and the Bold Warriors leave the bases loaded. What a job by Haley Wurzlager getting the strike out there on Boleen. And then Kylie almost dropped the ball as she held on to it for the out. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning with the Eagles coming to bat. They're down 5-0. We'll be right back.
For all your insurance needs, it's the Lac Barl Mutual Insurance Company, the Strand Agency. Lac Barl Mutual Insurance Company was organized in 1885 and is owned by the people it serves. If you need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home, contact the Lac Barl Mutual Insurance Company, the Strand Agency, located 868 6th Street, downtown Dawson. Talk with Peter or Vicki Strand or Lac Barl Mutual Insurance Company, the Strand Agency, Dawson.
Heartland Motor Company, in the heart of truck country. Heartland is gonna save you money on a truck or car. You know where we are, yeah. Right in the heart of truck country. An excellent selection, the biggest one in town. People love our prices and they come from miles around. We got new trucks, used trucks, see the deals on all our wheels. At Heartland Motor Company, in the heart of truck country.
See Heartland Motor Company, Morris.
Well, here's Ashton Molden, the 8-9-1 batters for Lacapa Valley. They're down to the Bolt Warriors in this winner's bracket in Section 3A, 5-0. If you're just tuning in, Bolt scored all five runs in that first inning. And Taylor Sagadal, the junior right-hander, doing a nice job on the mound for, actually, there's no mound in softball, but nice job of pitching. Ashton Molden batting. She grounded out to Sagadal, the pitcher, in her first at-bat. And the pitch is low for a ball. The scoreboard is out here. Has some technical problems with the scoreboard. Three balls, one strike to Ashton Molden. And the pitch swung on and tip, but caught by the catcher for strike two. Sidney Curtis on deck for Lacapaw Valley. The Eagles need some runs. And the ground ball right back to Sagadahl, the pitcher. She throws the first for the first out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brings up the number nine batter in Sidney Curtis, who is our Neo Subway player of the game in the ball game earlier this afternoon against Dawson Boyd when the Eagles beat the Blackjacks 6-0. And Sidney hits that one out in a right field base hit for Sidney Curtis. She continues hitting the ball well. She hit a triple against the Blackjacks. Well, the Eagles get Curtis on, who has great speed, so we'll see what Coach Larson does to send her down. Get her in scoring position. Kelsey Lund batting. Can the Eagles get something going here? Down 5-0 here in the fifth. Here's the pitch by Sagadahl. It's high for a ball one. Kelsey's flied out to left field and grounded out to second base. And the pitch by Sagadahl is low for a ball. Sidney Curtis at first base, one out. Coach Larson at third base. Coach Sue Volk at first. And the pitch. Pop foul over the third base dugout. Actually, the ball goes into the JV field. Kelsey Lund, 2,000-point scorer for the Eagle basketball team. Outstanding basketball player, by the way, Kelsey's done with her career. Break a lot of records. Two strikes on Kelsey. Here's a pitch. Ground ball. Oh, what a stop by the third baseman. Throws high to first. They get it at first. Down to second. She's safe. Oh, what a play by O'Halloran, the third baseman, off Kelsey Lund's bat. Just like one skipper to her. Burner at third base. And give her credit. Kind of surprised herself, I think, just the expression on her face. And Kelsey's fast. And Kelsey got thrown out by a couple feet there. Got that mourning dove still flying around. That mourning dove's brave. She flies right by the dugout here and out into the playing field. There's a ground ball off the bat of Haley Wishlager. Pitcher picks it, goes steps on first for the out. They call Wishlager out at first for the third out. And a little controversial call there, but that'll end the inning for the Eagles. The score remains 5-0 bowl as we go to the top of the sixth inning here at Lacapaw Valley High School, Section 3A softball. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Haugen Insurance Agency Incorporated has moved the Madison location. Our office is located at the front of the Erickson Chevrolet Garage in Madison on Highway 75. Our honest, no-pressure sales approach remains the same, along with our phone number, 320-598-3332. We apologize for any confusion, but please contact us with any questions about hours of service or if you'd like a farm visit for a free quote. We look forward to being your trusted crop insurance agent in 2017.
Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson, offer new and used truck parts and tires. They're also the buyer of used salvageable trucks and trailers. Talk to Jerry Carpenter, their parts manager, or Terry or Matt Wiesman in sales. Call 1-800-456-2193. Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212, Dawson, Minnesota.
Well, here we go. Haley Wishlager just completed her warm-up pitches. This is Old Warriors 5, Lacapaw Valley 0. Here again, the top of the sixth inning. As we've watched our sunshine, boy, I tell you, when that sun goes underneath the cloud, it really gets cool. When it's out and shining, you can feel the warmth on my back here sitting at the picnic table. All right, it's a 9-1-2 batters for Bold, Bucktel. Bucktel, Katie Bucktel, the right fielder batting. Swing and a miss for strike two. Boy, the Eagles just had a top first inning with the Warriors. And both scored all five of the runs, and at first it was just a tough first inning. Swing and a miss for strike three. So Haley strikes out Bucktel for the first out. Eighth strikeout of the game for Haley Wishlager. Actually, in that five-run first inning, there's a
chopper foul by number 8, the top of the order, Taylor Sagadahl, for strike one. Actually, in that first inning, Haley struck out 3 batters for them, 3 outs. But it was one error and some good base hitting by the Warriors that put 5 runs up in that first inning. Otherwise, Haley shut them down after that. There's a pitch high to Sagadahl. Boy, looking back to the left here, a lot of clouds, and our sun is completely gone right now. Pitch is inside and low for a ball. So we're at the top of the order here with one out in the sixth inning. 3 balls, 1 strike to Taylor Sagadahl. Pitcher versus pitcher here. And the next pitch is high for ball 4. Third walk of the game for Haley. That brings up Brenna Weiss, your freshman. Weiss has got a base hit, struck out, and flied out to Ashton Molden to end the inning in the fourth. There goes the runner to second. Here's the throw, and out of there! Oh, what a throw by Kylie Larson to get Sagadahl out at second base. Sagadahl trying to steal second. 2 outs. And give credit to Kelsey Lund. She was right there on top of that second base bag and put the tag on her. Good throw by Larson. Weiss at the plate, number 16. 2 outs here in the sixth. That was a very close play at second. Oh, there's a well-hit ball in the gap. Left center field, it's going to go all the way to the fence. And the freshman, Weiss, is on her way to third base. Here's the throw, and not in time. A triple for Brenna Weiss of the Bold Warriors with 2 outs. Whoa, that was the best hit of the game, or any game that we've had 3. This is our third game. Wow, that was just solid hit in between Molden and Berkeley. There's a ground ball. Oh, off the glove of Kelsey Lund. That's going to score a run. And difficult play there, but we'll have to give an error there to Kelsey. And a run scores, making it 6-0, Bold Warriors. Bold celebrating as they in the dugout here. Here's Sarah Weiss. And the pitch is high for a ball. The senior, a first baseman, has struck out twice and grounded out. That could prove to be a big run there for Bold as they now lead 6-0. There's a strike called. Got a base runner for Bold. Number 3, Morgan Schmitz, a sophomore. Pitch swung on, foul back to the backstop. The Waccamaw Valley down now 6-0. Windy now here at Lockapaw Valley, and the next pitch, strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Sierra Weiss with Lisa Shea, or number 3, Morgan Schmidt on the base, and a pop-off. Kelsey Lund has it. Ooh, it almost went out of her glove. Kelsey makes the catch for the third out. But Bold comes up with another run on one hit. 1 Lockapaw Valley error, and they leave 1 stranded. We're going to go to the bottom of the 6th as the Eagles have to get some bats going here. They're down 6-0. They want to remain in that winner's bracket. We'll be back after this.
When you're smiling.
Let Dr. Brandon Elstead and your friends at the Madison Dental Clinic make you feel good about your smile. There you'll find many of the newest technologies dentistry has to offer right here in Madison. At the Madison Dental Clinic, they see people from 2 to 102, and they'd love to see you. They'll help you find your best smile. Call 320-598-7433. That's 320-598-7433 for the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, Minnesota, where they remind you, only floss and brush the teeth you want to keep.
You're smiling.
The Mattress Barn Memorial Day sale is going on now, and it's a great time to come in and save. Hi, this is Laura Clark, and we welcome you to lay into comfort with brand new Sleep Fresh technology. This industry-leading new technology cools or heats your mattress to optimize your sleep temperature. The best part is each side is independently programmable. Hurry in as we're going to knock off $800 on the first 5 sets sold. Plus, pick up pillows at buy one, get one at half price. We would also like to thank all of the veterans with an extra 15% off. And don't forget to register at the store or on our Facebook page for $600 mattress set to be given away to a service member. Lay into comfort with our Memorial Day sale at the Mattress Barn on East College Drive in Marshall.
All right, Paul Ramo back here at Lacaparral Valley High School. The Bold Warriors leading Lacaparral Valley 6-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Kylie Larson, Tania Tossel, and Jenna Burkwill, the first three batters for Lacaparral Valley. And Larson hits a solid hit on the left field. Good hit by Kylie Larson. And the Eagles get their base runner on. They'll see if they can continue it here. Down 6-0. And Tania Tossel will bat. Tania struck out twice in the game here. She's due for a hit. See if Tania can keep it going. And here's the pitch to Tania. Strike thrown on the first. And Kylie gets back just in time. Ooh, Kylie might have jammed her thumb there, diving back into the first base bag. Sue Volk looking at her there. She's going to be okay. And we're back at play, and the ball's in dirt for a ball. On deck is Jenna Burkville. Nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. Eagles have their leadoff batter on base in Kylie Larson. And a bunt laid down by Tania and throw to first. For the out, that gets Kylie to second. One out. Nice bunt there by Tania to advance Kylie to second. And now Jenna Berkeley will bat. Jenna struck out and got a base hit in the fourth inning. So Larson at second base now for the Eagles here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Jenna Berkeley will swing and a miss. Segedal with a big fastball there. Taylor Segedal, and the pitch. Ooh, a check swing. Did Jenna go around? Nope. The base umpire said no. Jenna Berkeley did not go around. Awful close there. And the pitch to Jenna popped up. Center field, well hit. Center fielder, it makes the catch. That's Steffel, and that's going to keep Kylie Larson at second base. So two outs here in the bottom of the sixth for the Eagles. So McCoy trying to keep it going here for Lacaparral Valley. Pitch is way high, goes to the backstop. Kylie will go to third base. See if the Eagles can get that goose egg off the scoreboard here, down 6-0. McCoy Wischlager batting for Lacaparral Valley. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss by McClay. McClay, when she swings the bat, she swings the bat with authority. And Segedal's pitch, throw a strike, all thrown on the third by the catcher. And Larson gets back at third. Oh, Elran, the third baseman, putting a dag on. But his catcher, Shea, she does a nice job. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. McClay goes down swinging, and that'll end it for Lacaparral Valley in the bottom of the sixth. No runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave Kylie Larson at third base. We'll go to the top of the seventh. It's Bold 6 and Lacaparral Valley 0. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Eddie Massey with Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton. At Farmers and Merchants, our bank is locally owned and operated. We pride ourselves on customer service and working with our customers to achieve their short and long-term financial goals. Beyond banking at Farmers and Merchants, we have a full-service insurance agency. Please feel free to give us a call and talk with one of our employees regarding any questions you may have at 320-289-1454 or visit us on the web at www.farmers-merchants.com. Farmers and Merchants, you'll find us friendly.
It's gonna get hot today. Grab an ice cold sun drop and show us how you drop it.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
And drop it.
Cause I got it going on. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
A thirst quenching citrus soda just dropped coast to coast. Sun drop.
That's how you drop it.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Sun drop distributed by Madison Bottling, Madison, Minnesota.
Six and nothing. Bowl leading Lacapara Valley here as the Bold Warriors are batting in the top of the seventh inning. The winners will play at 12:30 against the winner KMS and Lakeview in Cottonwood on Saturday. Losers will play at 11 o'clock on Saturday in Cottonwood. Here's the pitch, and it's a ball. Batting is Dana Affman. And the pitch from Haley is high for ball two. Affman is the designated player in the game. And there's a ball. High. The Eagles need some good defense, get out of it, and get up to the plate, and put about 7-8 runs across. Ooh, that ball was way high for ball four. So Bo gets their lead off batter on by walk. That's the fifth walk of the game. One, two, three, four. Fourth walk of the game. Given up by Haley. And Coach Larson comes out, calls time, and wants to visit with her infield. And Haley Wushlager. Morgan Schmitz is going to pinch run for Affman. Boy, it has really cooled off. The temperature has really dropped right now. The sun is under. And Larson, Coach Larson's going to leave Haley in the ballgame. So number 11 batting here, McKenna Steffel, the center fielder. She's got a double, came around the score. She's actually 2-for-3 on the day. And she's talking to her coach. Coach Sagadol. And here we go. McKenna Steffel will bat with Schmitz pinch running at first base for the Bold Warriors. They're leading 6-0. And wait for the home plate umpire to get behind home plate. And here we go. Here's a pitch by Haley. It's low at the knees for a ball. Well, we're going to have softball, and we're going to have baseball for you next Saturday, this coming Saturday. And there's a strike called. We're going to have some track from Montevideo. Subsection track starts on Thursday in Montevideo. There's a strike two called. Nice pitch by Haley Wushlager. One ball, two strikes to Steffel. And the pitch is high for ball. Bold has Schmitz at first base. 6-0 the score, Bold leading Lacapara Valley. There's a high pop-up in the infield. Tanaya Tosmo camps underneath of it, makes the catch at third base for one out. Devin O'Halloran, the third baseman, batting. She's reached down air, got a base hit, and then popped out to Tosmo. One out here in the top of the seventh inning. And a strike called to O'Halloran. Here's the windup and the pitch by Haley. Popped up, foul territory. This might be catchable. And, oh, no, it drops down the left field line. Tossel was there. Kelsey Lund was there. And Ashton Molden all were there. And just a little late as the ball dropped in between them, all three of them, in foul territory out there in left field. Two strikes on O'Halloran. Runner on first for Bold. They lead 6-0. Here's the pitch. Popped off. A lot of spin on this one. Haley makes the catch right on the first baseline. Two outs. Haley used both hands to catch that one. You can see the spin on it. Here's the left fielder, Emily Sheehan. Number 7 batting. Pitch is low for ball. Well, the Eagles come to bat here in the bottom of the seventh. They're going to have their work cut out for them. They need some runs. They want to keep in that winner's bracket. Makes life a lot easier on Saturday. Pitch is low for a ball thrown on the first. And Schmitz gets back. Heads up play there by Kylie. Eagle defense ready. Two outs in the seventh. The pitch swing and a miss by Emily Sheehan, the left fielder. Sheehan is struck out. And then walk. Haley's in her windup. And the pitch ground ball to the right side of the field. Maddie Passer fields it. Underhanded to McCoy at first for the out. Well, it's up to the Eagles. Let's see what they can do. They're down 6-0. Coming to bat here in the bottom of the seventh. We'll be right back.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader, located downtown Dawson, says congratulations to all our area graduates. Stop in, sign up for two $20 gift certificates. Winners will be drawn on June 1st. Check out the graduation sale. All silver jeans, $10 off. Under Armour apparel, 20% off. School apparel, 20% off. Athletic shoes by Nike, Skechers, and New Balance, 25% off. Gyms will be closed for Memorial Day, Saturday, May 27th, and Monday, May 29th. Otherwise, the hours, Mondays through Fridays, from 9 a.m. till 5, Saturdays, 9 till noon. Call 320-769-2317. Gyms Clothing and Sporting Goods, located downtown Dawson.
Well, here we go. Bottom of the seventh inning for La Caparo Valley. They're down to the Bold Warriors by a score of 6-0. Bold scored 5 runs in the first and 1 in the sixth. And the Eagles, they're going to need some runs. They're going to have some hits, some base runners, and some runs to keep in that winner's bracket. The winner, more than likely, haven't got a score yet, but KMS, the number one seed, was taken out of Lakeview. See if I can get a score on that before I go off the air here. Everything moves to Cottonwood on Saturday. All right, here we go. Maddie Passer. It's the 7, 8, 9 batters for La Caparo Valley. Then the top of the order in Kelsey Lund and hopefully more. Facing Taylor Sagadahl. And the pitch is low to Passer for ball two. Eagles have scored bunches of runs and innings. There's a ground ball to the right side of the field. The second baseman, Stover, throws the first, and there's your first out. One out. Ashton Molden will step into the batter's box for La Caparo Valley. Ashton has grounded out twice to the pitcher. The pitch is low there to Ashton. Ashton's a good outfielder. Swing and a miss for a strike. Bold 6, La Caparo Valley, nothing. And Sagadahl's delivery is strike 2. 1-2 to Ashton. Cindy Curtis waiting her turn at the plate. Next pitch. Here's a face hit out in the left field for Ashton Molden. Ashton Molden with a solid. She's trying for 2. She's in there. Oh, what a good base running by Ashton. And Ashton knocked the second base bag off. She slid so hard there. Heads up base running by Ashton Molden. That ball was hit right over to third baseman O'Halloran's head. And the left fielder came up, Sheehan. And good hustle by Ashton Molden to get the second base. One out, and it brings up the number 9 batter, Sydney Gurdes. And here's a pitch to Sydney. It's outside. Sydney had a big triple against Dawson Boyd, and she had a base hit in this game, so she's swinging the bat well. The Eagles need some runs. Here's the pitch, and low for a ball. Still impressed with the base run in there by Ashton Molden to get the second base. Here's the next pitch. Swung on, fall back for a strike. Well, Sydney can get on. And it's the top of the order for the Eagles. They can do some damage. Curtis at the plate, taking those pitch. Ground ball, right side, second baseman Stover again, throws the first for the out. And that'll put Molden to third base. So in this inning, the second baseman's been busy for the Bold Warriors. And now just the Warriors one out away from playing at 12:30 in Cottonwood. More than likely against KMS. Here's Kelsey Lund. Kelsey, the pitch is low for a ball. Ashton Molden at third base. Lund, ground ball foul. Temperature must have dropped 10, 15 degrees since we lost our sun. It's getting cold out here at the picnic table. Here's the pitch to Chelsea. She swings at that one, follows it back. Well, our first game at Lockport Valley beating Dawson Boyd 6-0, and then Bold 10-run McCray 10-0. Here we are, 6-0 right now, Bolding Lockport Valley. Pop by, out to right field. The right fielder can't make the catch, and Ashton Molden scores, and Lund to go to second base. So the Eagles get the goose egg off the scoreboard, and it's 6-1. And Lund at second base, and here's Haley Wischlager. Two outs. Haley Wischlager batting for Lockapaw Valley. Never over till it's over. And the pitch. Strike. Fastball right down the middle to Haley Wischlager. Her cousin Kelsey at second base. And taking it all in her windup into delivery. Pop foul, and it's going to go out of play. First baseman Weiss giving chase there up against the fence. Just want to get up to the plate and everybody get a base hit. Here's the windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Haley goes down swinging. And that's the game. The Bold Warriors remain in the winner's bracket. They beat Lockapaw Valley 6-1. We'll take a commercial break. Be back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Ludvigson Tiling provides the following services to landowners: drainage tile installation and ditch cleaning, and much more. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. Contact Nate today. That number again, 320-226-7022. Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. For more information, check them out on the web at ludvigsontiling.com. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Look them up at Golden Harvest Corn, NK brand soybeans, or call Ryan Smith at 320-226-1079. Ryan reminds you to always stay safe and wishes everyone the best of luck this season.
Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on? The Lackparl Agency are just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top-flight service. Lackparl Agency, a friend you can depend on. Get the Lackparl Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building in Madison, 320-598-7541. That's 320-598-7541. The Lackparl Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building in Madison.
This is Scott Sieg, Certified Crop Advisor for Jeff Olson Seeds. DeKalb corn hybrids and Asgrow soybean varieties provided outstanding yield results for area farmers this past harvest. Contact me at 320-226-4303 if you have any additional corn or soybean seed needs for the upcoming growing season. We can also discuss hybrid and variety placement recommendations based on your farming operation, soil types you work with, and conditions which you may be facing this spring. Jeff Olson Seeds can also provide soybean seed treatment and inoculant capabilities. Thank you for your support of Jeff Olson Seeds. Have a safe and successful 2017 cropping season.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show, sponsored by Neon Needles Downtown Montevideo. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street Montevideo and downtown Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to La Caprile Valley. Your final score, Bold 6, La Caprile Valley 1. So Bold will remain in the winner's bracket, and they'll play at 12:30. Against KMS. KMS defeated Lakeview 5-2 tonight, so KMS stays in the winner's bracket. So KMS and Bold at 12:30. Then down in the loser's bracket, they actually cross bracket between North and South. La Caprile Valley will play the loser at game 10, which would be Edgerton, Southwest Christian, and I believe it was Red Rock Central. So we'll see who comes out of the loser bracket there, but La Caprile Valley will play at 11 o'clock on Saturday, and big games there. So, well, line scores read, Bold 6 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors, they leave 6 on base. La Caprile Valley 1 run on 3 hits, 2 errors, and they leave 6 runners on base. So once again, your 3 games here at La Caprile Valley today. The Eagles beat Dawson Boyd earlier, 6-0. And Bold, the 10-run McCray, 10-0 in 5 innings. And now Bold, winning both games today here at La Caprile Valley, they beat La Caprile Valley 6-1. And as I mentioned, KMS winning today. They win 5-2 over Lakeview. And I'm not quite sure what the scores were in the South half. So we'll have baseball for you and softball for you on Saturday. I've yet to be determined what games we're going to be doing, but I'll be in for covering softball, and Brandon Hill will be covering baseball for Q92 on Saturday. So with that, that'll wrap up our Neon Needles post-game show. Thanks, everybody, for listening to softball, and we'll see you Saturday.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Neon Needles, Montevideo. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by the Prairie Sun Bank, State Farm Insurance, Farmers Co-op Association, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, State Bank of Taunton, United Prairie Bank, Fieldgrass Fertilizer, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Syngenta Seeds, Boris Crop Insurance, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance. Section sports coverage brought to you by Heartland Motor Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, Dawson Truck Parts, Madison Dental Clinic, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Madison Bottling Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ludvigson Tiling, Prairie Brand Seeds, Jeff Olson Seeds, Black Pearl Agency, Jim's Market. Sports brought to you by Heartland Eye Clinic, Olson Dray Service, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Lee Motor Company. Also by Jubilee Foods in Madison, First Security Bank of Canby, AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson and Madison. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports Coverage on 92.1 FM.